But now it's part two, and we have a violinist, David Zafer, who will be accompanied at the piano by Leo Barkin. Now, David has had a very varied career. He's been concertmaster with the Baltimore Orchestra, or associate concertmaster with the Stratford Orchestra here in Canada, CBC Orchestra, chamber music trios, performed with Sheila Henning, and teaches at the Faculty of Music, and is enjoying, I might add, a very enviable and growing reputation in the violin section of that school. And you were, I believe, at one time, David, on the teaching staff of the youth orchestra. Are you still? Or?
No, I was for 6 years, mm-hmm. and I enjoyed that immensely. I had a number of young students go through there. It's an admirable institution, but I'd perhaps had enough at the time and decided to look elsewhere because I wanted to work on a more individual basis with younger students and some older students who are perhaps post-NYO level. Mm-hmm. So there was an opportunity in Banff which started a Canadian Chamber Orchestra program. It's been going exactly 2 years now. It's quite young, youthful. And I've been involved in that. And with that, this year, I'm starting a new program for children between the ages of 14 and 18, for talented young kids from across Canada. The largest number, perhaps, will be 10. Mm-hmm. So we'll get lots of chance to have a pianist in residence and be able to work on a one-to-one basis with these youngsters.
Do you feel that you have a special rapport with children?
Oh, I enjoy it very much. Very much.
You have two of your own.
Yes, yes. 20 and 10.
And are they musical?
Yes. Quite musical. The little one has been playing violin since he was four, uh-huh. and is playing, and the older one plays bassoon. So we have no altercation there. He just goes his own way.
But you obviously derive a great deal of satisfaction from the fact that you are teaching, and you have such a varied musical life.
Yes, yes. Well, I enjoy both. I think that playing restokes the furnace, and somehow you do a better job of teaching if you do keep mm-hmm. playing.
That's an interesting point. We'll take that up, David, and expand on it after we hear you perform a couple of pieces of music.
Be happy to.
The Romantic Piece for Violin and Piano, Opus 75, Number 3, by Dvorak, and then Brahms' Sonata Movement, or as it is subtitled, Scherzo. The accompanist is Leo Barkin. The Romantic Piece for Violin and Piano, Opus 75, Number 3, of Dvorak, and following this we heard the Sonata Movement, or as it is subtitled, Scherzo, by Brahms, performed by our guest David Zafer, violinist, accompanied by Leo Barkin. David, you were mentioning we have impediments. I think I use the word impediments mm-hmm. to a full career in this country. Therefore, we have to go abroad. What can we do to change it? More money?
Well, I don't know that it's that you have to go abroad. What we need to do is to tackle the earlier levels, because we have a very good university now. Where it needs working is perhaps in the earlier stages. There are some very, very young children being turned out in small pockets in the country called the Talent Education Program. That's, for instance, Edmonton has an army of young students playing cello and violin marvelously well. There's about 200 of them. Now, the thing is that they get to a certain point in age, around 14 years old, then where do they go? That's the empty space here, mm-hmm. between that age and university.
But certainly it is somewhat of a precarious life for a person who is young and decides that he or she wants to be a musician, to make it in this country, to get married and have a family, mm-hmm. and to practice as a musician. Certainly, I mean, you're not going to make millions of dollars that way.
Oh, heavens no. But that's hardly the reason you go in. You go in because you enjoy music. You go in because you, as a little child, you love to hear the sound of a voice or a piano or a violin or a viola, whatever it is.
So perhaps
you bother your mother and father until you get one, and then you're stuck if you happen to be talented.
But there has to be an alternative.
An alternative then. In which sense? I mean, I think...
An economic sense.
Well, the thing is that we have the Prince Esterházy's are now the universities, aren't they?
I mean, yeah.
We've come out of school, or in my case, I came from playing, a playing career, and was fortunately offered a position in a major university here with some excellent colleagues, and I'm enjoying working very much with them. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it gives you a certain security. Now, I think that they're opening up more and more across the country. What they should have, in effect, is probably young string quartets going from the universities, the graduates, after they've done whatever postgraduate work they need, and then go lock, stock, and barrel into a university and take over and influence the community at large. And I think that would really be extraordinarily helpful if they had with them perhaps one of the talent education experts, you know, the Japanese people from the Suzuki system or Roland in the United States.
Right. Well, let's have some more music now. Right. Let's hear David Zafer, violinist, and his accompanist Leo Barkin perform the C major fantasy by Robert Schumann for violin and piano. That was the C major fantasy by Robert Schumann, performed by David Zafer, violinist, and Leo Barkin, pianist. Thank you very much, David, for coming in here and playing for us. And we enjoyed you very much.
Thank you very much.
Your interesting comments. Okay. Hope you enjoyed the program. It's produced weekly from Eaton Auditorium here in Toronto. Production by Irving Glick. Jim Reed is our technician, and I'm Bill Hawes. See you next week.